All right, so when we left off, Steve, you were telling us about your weekend, your holiday weekend, Memorial Day.
Yeah, I ain't do nothing. I felt great. I didn't leave the house.
It's good not to do things.
That's
you know,
a good
one of my sons called me. I cussed him out.
Okay. And,
that felt good, didn't it? Didn't
it feel good? And you know, see, man, Tommy, you ain't at the age where you can cuss your boys out, except that oldest one, Trey. But, you know, the rest of your kids, you got to talk to them and, you know, reason
with
them.
Was it an overdue cussing, Steve?
Did you cuss him out like that lady?
I don't know if it was overdue. Yeah, it was kind of like. Yeah, I cussed him out pretty good. It wasn't bad. I've had way worse.
Mm-hmm.
I've had way worse. Way, way worse. It wasn't mild. Wasn't none. I'm sorry, Dad. Yeah, I know. Later. Click.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. Wasn't nothing bad.
Hey, so then, you said earlier you went to watch Aunt Margie work out. You didn't work out with her?
And he's,
you caught up on working out? You caught up on working out?
You overdue? You just overdue?
You don't need to work out or something?
You want the machine caught your attention?
She goes to a public gym. And she works out in like she got like a couple trainers.
Are
and so
you caught up?
I just went out there with her. Yeah. Like, I'm good with it.
You just sat back and supported your
wife. Get out of here, Steve Harvey. You don't need to work out.
It.
Get the hell out of here.
You're fine. You look good.
I don't get that, dog. You just sat there and watched the whole hour or whatever?
Yeah. Perfectly. Okay. I was perfectly comfortable with it. Talk
with your situation.
To some trainers.
You talk to him, huh?
Yeah. Took a couple pictures with him, pose.
You
down there being a celebrity.
That's a celebrity mode. Selfie.
Yeah. Well, you down there yelling, one more, baby. Come on, baby. One more, baby.
No, I ain't say a word to her.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact,
huh?
I ain't even want him looking over here at me. Mr. Harvey, would you like? Nope.
Not at all. Not this weekend, huh?
Watching TV?
Yeah, I watch some TV. Watch a comedy special on CNN.
Oh,
did you watch the game?
No.
The playoffs?
I ain't even see the game. I forgot it was on.
Oh, man.
Oh, you were really chilling.
They were up by 15 points, man.
Dog. Y'all really thought Milwaukee was going to win?
I thought we was going
Milwaukee. Say it. Milwaukee.
But they had the best record of the year. They was...
Dog, it's the playoffs, man. Do you know how many times the Raptors have been to the playoffs and been turned their back by Cleveland? Man, they was thirsty.
Well, they got it.
Milwaukee. Ain't nothing happening in Milwaukee.
What?
Not right now.
Not right now.
No. It's closed for business.
Yeah.
It's the Brewers.
It's closed for business.
Plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking.
Wow, okay. So you missed the game. Did you barbecue?
That's all I did. That was it. I mean, I ain't really grilled nothing. My wife grilled all weekend.
What'd you eat?
Really?
Lamb chops, crab legs, Wagyu steak.
Wow.
Some baby backs, chicken.
That's a lot of meat.
Yeah, mostly meat.
I ate so
much meat, my feet swole up. That's all I can tell you.
Intake.
Old black stuff right
there. Yeah, that's old black.
That's some old black meat.
I ate so much meat, I got the gout.
Yeah.
Did you cut a hole in your shoe because your toe swole up?
Look at you. Let your bunion breathe.
You guys this morning. I cannot.
I found this great lady that does manicures and pedicures.
Uh-huh.
But I had to talk to her because her hands be cold.
Yeah.
And last time she did my feet, her hands was freezing. So I told her, this time I said, you got to warm your hands up. Really? My hands are cold? Uh-huh. I said, yes, ma'am. They real cold. And when you separate my big toe from the rest of his friends like that, I say, it's already traumatic. What it can't be is cold.
Oh, man.
So she need to warm her hands.
Oh, my God. No one's ever said that to me. I don't give a damn what they say.
Steve.
You need to heat your hands up.
So did she do it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was much better.
First time she came in, how's that? I said, no warmer.
That's cool. I wish I could pull his foot out.
No, you can't, Jay. Your foot looks like Shaq's foot.
No, man.
Looks like what?
His foot looked like Shaq's foot. Except
no, it ain't that bad.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, you bring this foot out. Oh, come look at foot. Everybody come out. Come out back. Look at foot.
Come out from the back.
Oh, when you're in the salon, when you're in the nail salon getting a pedicure.
Everybody can come out.
Just file it down. Don't worry about whether I can feel it. Just file it down.
Somebody asked Tommy, does he have pretty feet? Because I think it'll come across wrong if I say it. Because, you know.
Tommy, do you have gorgeous. Pretty feet?
Oh, they're absolutely gorgeous. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
Man? Wow. Your feet are gorgeous.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. Yeah. They're
manicured.
They're gorgeous.
Yes.
They're pedicured.
Yeah. Oh,
man. Junior, you get your toes done, right?
I get them done once a month.
Man.
That's but good. They ain't gorgeous.
Oh, that's good
though.
For a man.
I still got that bunion on that big toe.
Man.
Let me see.
Yeah, I have
I got that's no toenail on that little foot. It's just straight skin. So.
On the little, on the baby toe? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
You just paint that.
You know they got procedures for that. You know you can fix that. You do know that.
We go from barbecue to toes.
I don't know. But these
visuals. It's barbecue toes.
No, I don't. I just add because I want to. Because Tommy's opinion of himself is always way higher than anybody else's of him.
Yeah,
he thinks his toes are gorgeous.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Ain't no damage on your foot nowhere.
Dog, you the ugly ass shout feet he got.
He's 11 and a half.
Man, quit giving yourself half sizes, and it ain't true. No good hell, well, you don't wear no 11 and a half.
I'm a 11 and a half. Oh, okay, then I'm a 12. Right. Should I round it off?
You know, all good right, hell, well, you ain't no 12. You couldn't even walk if you had 12.
We're going to run that prank back with the nephew and his gorgeous feet coming up next right after this.